WQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we will begin with Quebec to Tango. And I'm going to ask that everybody please slow down and give me a chance to keep up. This is the first time doing this, so I ask for your patience. So with that said, we will begin the roll call, Quebec through Tango.
Pre-net being done tonight. Was it checked in pre-net?
Sorry about that, Fred. You got me on that one. We will now do the pre-net check portion. Check in KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, and he brings along his wife, Miss Sally, KA, also in Simpsonville, and their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, and also K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. We'd also like to announce KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherford, North Carolina. W4FCM, Fred, in Travelers Rest, and he brings along his wife, Miss Isla. N4IEI, Miss Isla. K4XMR, male, in Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, Jack. And KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KG4PFI, wife Linda. KG4QLQ in Piedmont. N4ASW, that is Tony in Asheville. KW4TS in Pelzer. And KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. Also, we'd like to recognize W4IOE, which is Sid in Fletcher. N4DJC is Jerry in Anderson. KF4NXY, David in Honeypath. AF4SX, Marie in Honeypath. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. K4AFT, that's Michael in Central. And K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. At this time, we'll start the regular RF portion of the check-in with Quebec through Tango.
4HKX. Patrick, this was a surprise. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative. Doing a fine job, Patrick.
just looks like you might have this one by yourself here for a minute. And thank you for that. Look, take this time to recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris over in Liberty. Any other check-ins in the Quebec through Tango? Just looks like you got that one to yourself. We will now move on to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu.
I missed you just barely there. This is in 0TR. Tom, I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Sorry to be late.
4HKX. Good to hear you on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Greenville. No traffic. That maybe be around. I don't know yet. We'll see how it goes. N4ZLK.
We'd like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom in Greer. And thank you for checking in, Tom. And N4ZLK. That's Shane. And I missed where you were at tonight, Shane.
Scenario in Greenville at the moment.
Shane. Alpha or Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Nothing heard. We will now move on to the Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call at this time.
Control. Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO. Doug in Walhalla. Probably definitely negative, and probably negative 2 this evening. But I'll stick around if I can. 73 the net.
Control. Please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. You sound great tonight. You're doing a good job, buddy. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel and Taylor's, and I'll be listening.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. You're doing a really good job. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HKX. Mr. Patrick, please check in. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS. That's Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net. Joy will be in and out.
Well, hold up there and take this to Heim to recognize. N4AOH, that's Doug in Walhalla. KK4DMW, that is Rick in Piedmont. And he brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Good to hear y'all tonight. And then we'd like to recognize KI4DTY. Daniel, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for checking in, and thank you for the encouragement. And then we'll recognize our net manager, W4DJW. That's Dave in Greer. And we're giving it a go, Dave. And then we get down here to Gary, KI4DOS, and his pretty little bride, Joey. And always a pleasure to come by and sit and talk with y'all. KA3JOY, and they're both in Easley.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
KO4HKX. This is KA4JCA. I just wanted to say hello, Patrick, since I heard you were doing the net, and you're doing a wonderful job, and I just wanted to say hello.
Well, thank you for that, Miss Sally. It's good to hear you on the radio tonight, and I appreciate you taking this.
Reject.
Go ahead, reject.
TR, Tom, I'd like to say that young lady said, you're doing a fine job, Patrick. Sorry to be late. I just got out of the rain locker and ran in there and grabbed it, and I didn't even know who was on there. I just heard uniform through Zulu. But it's great to hear you. I didn't know you was doing the net. You're doing a fine job. And I'll say, hey, Chris, I just missed him. KO4HKX in 0TR. Back to net.
Hey, Tom.
Thank you, Tom, for the kind words. And we're trying to get through it. There's always room for improvement, right?
Marie says I'm perfect, Patrick. But she's upstairs.
KX. X, please check in NY4G, November Yankee 4 Golf. Name is Ariel. I'll stay on for the rag shoe and no traffic.
This time we'd like to recognize NY4G, Ariel, in travel address. And I have you down for some comments there. Any other call? Alpha through Delta. Anyone other check-ins, Alpha through Delta. This time we'd like to take a pause here and let EchoLink check in. EchoLink only. EchoLink, check in, please.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown, Summit. No comment, no traffic. Mark me in and out tonight, sir.
We'd like to recognize KN4RJN. And John, thank you for taking the time to come by and check in with me. And love hearing your reports nightly and always trying to tune in for those. So any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Nothing heard at this time. We'll go ahead and move on up to the Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please check in at this time.
Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He's also negative and negative tonight. You're sounding good. Thanks for joining the Net Controller Group.
4HKX. Patrick, you're sounding really, really great. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cantor, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight, Patrick. Keep up the good work.
Pause here and go ahead and check in Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, up in down in Simpsonville for me, and her husband Mark, W2MJB, and also like to recognize Harry up here in Candler, North Carolina, KC4EZN, and thank you for checking in with me tonight, and appreciate the support. Anyone wishing to check in, Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel, please check in now. Nothing being heard at this time, so we'll move on up to the India through Lima, India through Lima. At this time, please check in.
HKX, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
For HKX. You are. Good evening, Patrick. I was told that you were going to be doing this. Didn't know it was going to come so soon. Welcome to the group of net control operators. I know how that feels, and it'll get better. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. I wish everybody a good night. 7-3.
We'll take this moment to recognize the check-ins we have here. First, we'd like to recognize Jerry, N4JBM, up in Campobello, South Carolina. And James, KK4JFO, over in Tuxedo. And Larry, thank you for the kind words and encouragement. And I didn't know till earlier today that it was coming this soon either, so why not just jump right in? But Larry, KK4JBQ in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK, also in Greer. And at this time, is there any more check-ins in the India through Lima? India through Lima. Nothing being heard. We'll move on up to the next group. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please check in at this time.
KX. Patrick. I'm glad to hear you on the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile MP in to work tonight. 7-3 to you, Patrick. All in net. Be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4. November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad. My location is Campobello, South Carolina. And Patrick, you are doing an outstanding job. Outstanding. Welcome to the team. I have no traffic. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
N4OVQ. Stacy down in Anderson. I'll be in and out. Good evening.
Contact. Will you look my number up on QRZ and give me a call on telephone, please? At your convenience, sir. Back to net.
At this time, we'll go ahead and recognize what we have here, and that's Fred, KO4NNH. In Mobile in Piedmont, and good to hear you tonight, Fred. Thank you for the encouragement. And Chad, KO4NUE in Campobello. And Chad, did you want to recognize Anna also? And take time to recognize Stacy, N4OVQ in Anderson.
KX, KO4NUE, Anna is en route in the vehicle, and she specifically told me do not check me in because I want to personally check in with Mr. Patrick tonight. So keep on going down the log. She'll be here in just a minute. She'll break in when she gets here, but she told me not to. So back to you, Patrick.
Thank you, Chad. I just wanted to make sure. At this time, any further check-ins in the Mike through Papa? Mike through Papa. Check.
This is W2MJB Mark. We are now going to secure our station. Permission to do so.
Miss Wendy can secure at your leisure, and thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. And I appreciate the support over the last couple weeks trying to get me ready for this.
Welcome. You're doing a great job, and wish you well the rest of the evening, and we'll pick you up on your next event. This is W2MJB and KN4HTB securing our station, and we are clear.
All right. At this time, we're going to stop for a minute and check in the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations. EchoLink only at this time.
Net control, please check in Kilo, India 4, Hotel Juliet Delta, Scott and Lawrence Burton. Good evening. Thanks for calling the net.
Well, Scott, thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. NI4HJD, that's Scott in Bowling Springs. And again, thank you for checking in with us tonight. Sorry, I left you hanging there on EchoLink for so long, I would see it, and then I'd get distracted by the other stuff I'm trying to keep. So just bear with me. It's the first time calling the net. Appreciate you checking in tonight. Any other check-ins? Mike through Papa. Being heard at this time, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4 SRR. Robert. Down here in Joanna. Just got back a little bit late from Noberry County down in the Mudlick community, and yes, that actually exists and was a revolutionary battle of sorts. And didn't know it was your first time on the air tonight, but you know, welcome. But don't let all the flattery go to your head. I'm your friend, and I'll tell you the truth. You're doing all right. You're doing all right. You're not showing any of the rest of them up. And then they won't be mad at you and jealous. Just kind of keep it on the low key and maybe throw in a little humor once in a while and you'll be all right and mighty fine. Back to you, Net Control.
Remember your call, but it escapes me. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitored.
At this time, we'll take the opportunity to check in, Robert, and thank you for that, Robert, making me laugh. And it's KD4SRR down there in the big town of Joanna. And also, we'd like to recognize KI4LZI. And Andy, don't worry about forgetting my call. We haven't talked lately, so it's KO4HKX. And good to hear you tonight. He's down there in Table Rock. Any more check-ins in the Alpha through Zulu? Alpha through Zulu.
KX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. KO4RYP. This is Anna, and I am now at home in Campobello. I will be in and out, but you're doing a great job, Patrick.
Turn, but I'll risk it. Please check in Kilo Julia 4, Uniform Alpha Uniform, KJ4 UAU. My name is Arthur. I am in Greenwood, and I'll be short time.
We'll go ahead and recognize what we got here. That's KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. She's now at home in Campobello. And good to hear you. I was wondering where you were at tonight. And thank you. And also KJ4UAU. That is Arthur down there in Greenwood. And you're right on time. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. And Alpha through Zulu. All right, any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, one more time, Alpha through Zulu. Nothing being heard at this time. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-in between the RAG 2s. And I would like to take a moment and tell everybody thank you for your patience. And if I missed anything or missed anybody for comments, I apologize ahead of time. But please let me know and I will try to my best to get it corrected. So at this time, we will go ahead and go with our first RAG 2, which I believe is Gary, KI4DOS.
Tell him have his say. Patrick, I want to say good evening to you and Miss Elise, and hope y'all are doing well. You're doing a fantastic job, first time out. Just to do What Joy says, remember to breathe. That always helps. But, no, we had a good day down here at the home place. Joy had to have a little dental work done today. She had some teeth pulled, and she is in there recuperating, and I'm trying my best to take care of her, which is not working too good, because she gets up and does what she wants to anyway. But I'm trying to keep her calm and relaxed and that sort of thing, but she's doing really well with her dental work. And what else do we do? Oh, I bought me a new winch. I've been playing with it a little bit today. I hadn't put it on anything or hooked it up, but got the book out and, you know, got to read it and from cover to cover. And then I was trying to decide what I'm going to, where I'm going to mount it and how I'm going to mount it and that sort of thing, which I've got so many different ideas. I don't know. I think I'm going to get in there and give Joy some of my ideas and let her tell me where I want to mount it.
Gary, first off, I'm going to say I feel Miss Joy's pain. I got to go in tomorrow afternoon and have some dental work done myself, so I'm not looking forward to that. And I'm assuming you're talking about the winch to raise and lower your tower. Am I correct on that?
100% correct.
Probably going with the best thing then, but going and asking Miss Joy. That way you get it right the first time.
Tell you what, you get it so quick. yeah, Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. But she pretty well lets me do what I want to as far as my ham radios go, my towers and antennas and all that. She's very lenient, I'll put it that way. Of course, she enjoys getting on here occasionally and talking on the radios and stuff as well. But, yeah, I'm going to do that, Patrick. No doubt in my mind about that. I'm going to definitely sit down and discuss it with her, and we'll come to a decision. I've about decided not to put it on the power pole that I've got behind my tower. I'm still going to use that, but I'm going to mount it on something else so I can use it for other things. You know, instead of it just being mounted on the pole, if I let the tower up and down two or three times a week, it'd be different. But I don't let it up and down, but maybe once or twice a year. So I think I get more use out of my winch if I put it somewhere else. But anyway, I say I got that, and I went, and my son Anthony came down on Saturday, which was my birthday, and he gave me a little a birthday present. I went out, he gave me a gift card, so I went out and bought me something that I'd been wanting for a while. Found out the place had it in stock, so I went and got it while they had it. The last three times I went to pick it up, or to buy it, or to purchase it, they didn't have any. So this time I called them. Well, I didn't call them. I got on the internet and it said they had them. So I went over there. Sure enough, they did. So I got what I wanted for my birthday. And so I guess I'm fat, dumb, and happy over on this side of town.
Good to hear it, Gary. I'm glad you're happy anyway. And you tell Miss Joy we said hello. I think I forgot to say that earlier amongst all the other things I'm sure I forgot. But I'm having fun with it. Trying to relax and just have a good time and remember I'm amongst friends and my radio family.
That's right, and your family will expand, no doubt about it. But that's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Patrick. I know you got quite a number of folks that want to talk to you. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with Jeanette. You're doing a good job. Appreciate you calling it. And we'll say 73 for now. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
Gary, and again, thank you for all the encouragement over the last few weeks, helping me try to get this figured out and just settle down and relax and remember amongst friends. So at this time, we'll go ahead and move on to the next one, and that is Ariel NY4G. Ariel, if you're still around, please give me a call. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is NY4G, November Yankee 4 Golf. Good evening, Patrick, and
to everyone on the net. Patrick, you're doing a wonderful job calling the net for the first time, and especially for a first time, this is you're doing a good job. So you're getting a lot of support, and that's a good thing too. And I'm also a net control operator on Saturdays. Every fifth Saturday, I call the net, and I don't know if you've heard me before. Anyway, back to you. Right now, I'm trying to assemble this little radio. It's a little QRP rig. It's called WA3RNC. Is the designed it. I'm just about finished, except I messed up on a capacitor that I put the capacitor in the wrong hole, so I had to disassemble it, and the capacitor is no longer useful to be reinstalled because the leads are too short. Anyway, back to you, Patrick. KO4HKXNY4G.
To talk to you tonight, and I'm pretty sure I have met you at the Greer Club meeting a couple times earlier this year. Used to try to get in there, but I haven't been in a while, so I need to try to get back over there. But thank you for checking in with us tonight, and I appreciate the kind words and encouragement, and we'll see if we can't get a little smoother at doing it here in the next couple of times of calling the net. But at this time, we'll take a pause and see if there are any other check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, please check in at this time.
KO4HKX, recheck, W4DJW.
Ed, recheck.
Hey, Patrick, I was just thinking about when it was time for you to turn in your net report. I wasn't expecting it quite this soon, so I haven't put your name and call in the program yet. So you'll have to look at the bottom of your preamble and pass it manually. That gives you the steps on how to do it manually. QSL?
QSL, I don't think we'll figure that out. If not, I'll get Gary or Chad to help me out with it. But like I said, I got the text message earlier today and just said, why not? Let's go ahead and jump in with both feet.
Yeah, I'm all for that. That's good. I didn't think about it till just now while I was listening to the net that it wouldn't work when you tried to use it. So I'm just giving you the heads up now. It's not going to work. So just pass it to me manual. It's got word for word on how to do it at the bottom of your preamble. And I'll log it for you that way. That way it'll be under your name. And I'll turn it back to you. W4DJW back to net.
Thank you, Dave. I'll get to that here in just a little bit. At this time, is there any other calls, Alpha 2 Zulu? Any other check-ins, Alpha 2 Zulu?
Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
So I'll take this opportunity to welcome David. WT3M in Shoals Junction, if I got that right.
WT3M.
Begins Alpha 2 Zulu. Nothing being heard. We'll move on to the next rag chew, and that is Larry, KK4JBQ. KK4JBQ.
KO4HKX. Hello, Patrick. This is KK4JBQ. Well, I remember my first time, and I was just bubbling over with enthusiasm, but it did catch me. It did catch up with me. And, all I could do was just sweat it out, you know. And it got easier. I mean, quickly it got easier. So that's a bit of encouragement I would give you. Whatever it feels like right now, you'll settle in real nice in time. And while Gary, KI4DOS, is quick to say, in many of his sign-offs, he says, remember, the net is all of you people, indicating the people that are checking in. And that's true.
but it wouldn't get off the ground without a net control, and it takes a bit to step out and say, I'll do it. And good on you to be willing to do that for us, and I certainly appreciate it. Well, let's see, what can I say? This day was a bit chilly here. We've been spoiled. I've lived around the country, and whenever I think about the Decembers in Michigan, I lived in upstate Michigan, and it got cold quick, and you didn't see the ground again because of all the snow and the buildup of snow until April, you know? Until April. My father's birthday was in April, so that it would remind me every year that he spoke about hoeing corn. His family, 12 brothers and sisters, all took care of a family farm. So he was out in the field hoeing corn on his birthday, and it came a snowstorm. Freakish thing, really. Came a snowstorm. But he had something to tell the rest of his life. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, I helped a buddy of mine move down from Alpena, Michigan. It's in the upper UP. And we made several trips from here to there in wintertime. And it's cold and blustery up there right around the lake. And I imagine spending all winter up there like that is, it could get you down being like that all day, all the time.
Yeah, it's a bit discouraging, but human beings are very resilient. We can live in practically any climate. As people prove, you know, Michigan, upper and lower peninsula, has a good many residents. And they all put up with it every year. And some can't wait to get out when they're able and move to warmer climates. I grew up and was raised in East Tennessee, so I was more, accustomed to the kind of weather we have here down in the Southeast. And I was pretty shocked with the kind of things that had to be accomplished. You know, you have to have groceries. And when the car won't start, won't even move out of the snowbank that you have it in because, you know, it just, you park it in a place and the next morning it's covered over. I mean, you can't see the car, not even the car shape anymore. So then you have to walk to the grocery store and come back. Maybe 3-4 miles, that was the closest grocery store. Come back in a blizzard. And when you walk in, you look like an abominable snowman. I had a full beard at that time, and it just collected on every, you know, part of me. And that's what I was told, you look like a snowman. Anyhow, I don't want to take up everybody's time. I know there are people waiting, anxious to talk to you, so I will turn it back over to you. And I'm really proud to be a part of your first night of calling the net, and I hope there are many more, Patrick. Thank you again for stepping out. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you.
Larry, and it's always good to hear you check in and bring along Miss Donna. I know you and I haven't spoken a lot, but I listen to you talk to quite a few other people, and always find it calming to listen to your voice and some of the interesting things that you've done over your life, like the watchmaking and the little detail. I can't imagine trying to do that. I worked on cars for a living. I'm used to using a hammer, not little bitty things. I appreciate the kind words and encouragement. And at this time, if there are any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, any more check-ins, please check in now.
Patrick, give your Echo Link stations another opportunity. KK4JVQ.
Okay, thank you for that, Larry. They're not showing on mine, so If there's somebody out there on EchoLink, please check in now. EchoLink only, please check in now. Not hearing any, or I'm not showing any on. We'll move along to the next rag chew, and that will be Mr. Chad Hightower, KO4NUE.
94NUE, hello to you and Elise. I hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am, and hope you're in there listening and helping him. So, and everybody else on the net. Patrick, I'm not going to hang around long. I just want to say outstanding job. Did a wonderful job. And I'm tickled to have you part of the team. I don't know what to say. Now, with that said, let's get Daniel next. We did all, we got all in this together. So we drug Daniel along the way. So let's see if we can get him involved in this team. So at any rate, I know you're probably showing you're tired by now, so I won't hold you up, but I did want to drop by and give you some encouragement and say, hey, you did a good job. And nice to hear you calling the net. That's a good feeling. So with that, I'll let you go, bud, and you have a nice evening. Get you some rest tonight. And when you submit your net report, you're going to stand up, you're going to look at Elise, and you're going to go, whew, I'm glad that's over. But you did a good job. So 73s, but you have a nice evening, and thank you so much for calling the net.
You and Elise isn't in here with me tonight. I'm all by my lonesome in this room. I sealed myself in here so I didn't have any distractions, and I'm sure she's in the other room listening to me, but I've been in here all by myself tonight other than my radio and everyone on the net. So again, I want to take the opportunity to thank everybody for your patience and just willingness to let me learn. I don't see anyone else for RagChew, so I'll say this. If I've missed somebody, please take the opportunity now to let me know, please.
4ZLK.
Go ahead, Shane, in 4ZLK. I was waiting for you.
Didn't call me, so, and I'm still sitting here waiting on my load to finish. But I just wanted to say it was really good, just like everybody else. It was really good to hear you calling the net. That's a big step. And I've thought about it, but I just don't have the time. I might get to it one day, but I can't do it right now. But I know I won't do it as well as you did, especially on my first go around. That was really good. You did a great job. But of course now, everybody said all the good stuff, so do I get to give you some constructive criticism, you know, as a joke?
Wouldn't expect any less from you and your hot tea.
Just joking. I wasn't going to say anything, but now I may have to. No, I enjoyed it. Did a good job. It makes the time go by to listen to you guys. I like hearing everybody on there. And just that's all I wanted to say. I'll be getting on the road here soon. And if you're too wound up to go to sleep, you know, I'll be on the radio for a while. But anyway, good job. And I expect to hear you on many more times. And we'll let you go. And hello to everybody on the net. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Thank you. I talk to most everyone throughout the day, and it's comforting to hear those same voices over and over again when you're doing this. So it does help, and I appreciate it. So you stay safe out there tonight, and I appreciate you checking in with us and just trying to encourage me. And I'm going to take this opportunity one more time. Any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Nothing being heard. I'd like to say again, thanks to everyone for your patience. And I've had fun tonight. I'm a little nervous. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. But I've had a good time and I've enjoyed it. And look forward to doing it many more times. And trying to get where I need to be to close the net out. And have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? All right. Dave, W4DJW, I think this is where I need to do my net report.
That's affirmative. Just pass me the message number, the number, quantity of check-ins, and the amount of traffic, and then I'll take it from there.
I guess I'll put a message number one since this is my first one, and then check-ins is four, and that's 54 check-ins, and I had five with traffic, or comments, sorry, five with comments.
Okay, a comment isn't a piece of traffic. A piece of traffic is what you're doing right now, passing me a message. So we'll count that as one. So recognizing your message number one, routine abbreviated from KO4HKX to W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for December 1, 2022, QNI 54 QTC 1, W4DJW back to KO4HKX. Very good net, Patrick. You did a good job.
And thank you for all the hard work trying to wrangle all us in and get all this organized and together for a nightly net. So I just thank you for that. So at this time, KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and good night to all, and thank you so much for your patience.
4OVQ, KO4NUE. Q, KO4NUE. Please, no contact, I'm clear. 4QLG, KO4NUE.
4QLG, go ahead.
Well, what's going on, boss man? You have a good evening?
It was pretty good, didn't get much accomplished. Sitting there listening to Laura Ingram talk about anti-humanism.
You had supper yet?
Belly full. Couldn't finish it all. Was thinking about having a snack before I go to bed just to help out. But I'm still full.
I hear you. What'd you have for supper?
Country fried cube steak with macaroni and cheese and potatoes. That's what your mama picked up.
Right there, make a house home in a heartbeat. Oh, boy, it's been a while since I've had some cube steak. I've been dealing with greens. Oh, boy. Anyway, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. Maybe you can tell me how good it was, because I can't have any of it.
To give you an idea, the cube steak, I cut it up in the bite-sized pieces with my spoon, not a fork, not a butter knife, or a steak knife, but with the edge of my spoon, it sliced right up.
I see. Well, I see you grinning, sitting at the table eating it. That boy, I bet that was good. Did you get any juice or anything?
Did you say juice?
Drinks or juice or what'd you have to drink with it?
Just had water with it. I had some tea, juice, and more tea in the refrigerator, but didn't want to put the caffeine in me this close to bedtime.
That I understand. Okay. Well, I just was going to see how your day was and all. Said it's not a lot going on here. I worked on a little project here. Went down to the shop for a little bit, and I didn't have it in me today. I don't know, just a little bit off, I guess. So,
I just came on back up to the house, cleaned the house up a little bit, and finished working on this little thing I'm messing with in here. Blew up my first capacitor today. That was not pleasurable. It's still picking up little pieces of paper, you know, all over the wall. That little old thing sounded like a 22 short when it went off. I never heard such in something that small. But learned a good lesson, though.
Eating those greens will learn you a good lesson. Try Pepto-Bismol. I feel sorry for him, don't you, Chris? In the zero TR.
Car farm all the time. Sounds like a capacitor has some potential, though.
Right now, is this going to be a double team?
IFC, there you go. Well, probably one of those electrons I was telling you about the other night there, champ.
I think it was the one that went astray. I think it was operator headspace and timing.
Comment. Sounds like it's 2-1 now.
So you jumped in there. It might be 3-1. All I can say is bring it.
About letting the smoke out.
Oh, you're right. I'd let out a little more smoke. Mine had fragments to it.
Paper fragments.
The other night. I just got in on the end of that, but I heard you say you ran a positive lead to it and it kept on going, kind of like, an Energizer battery.
Let me make sure I got it. Video problem straightened out. I figured out what was causing it. And sheetrock screws are probably not the best choice to, you know, hold a radio rack down, especially when it goes through the board and it rubs on the antenna switch that all of the coax is grounded to. So when I disconnected the coax from the radio and it kept running, with just a hot lead run to it, it blew my mind. But the sheetrock screw went through the radio mount through the 1x12 and was just making contact with the antenna switch up underneath it, which all the other cables were grounded to. So I just was removing coax, and my elbow bumped it. When my elbow bumped it, the radio flickered. And I said, okay. Well, I peeled it over, and sure enough, there it was. So learned another lesson. But I got to admit, the capacitor was a little bit more exciting. Little pieces, I still got little pieces of aluminum. I had to dump my keyboard upside down to get all the stuff out of the keyboard.
Well, I hear that there are 30,000 microfarads. You want to try that with one of them?
This was 0.1 microfarad. I can't imagine 30,000. No way.
4 inches tall and 2 inches in diameter. It's off a machine tool power supply, Chris. Go ahead.
I'm wondering how you blew it up. Did you take notes?
Hey, fellas, hold on 1 second. I need to talk with Stacy. You there, Stacy?
I wouldn't hush long enough me trying to get in there. Either I was doing it wrong. What you need, brother?
So I'm in the truck right now. I'm headed your way. I got your address, OQRZ. Skunks. The dogs they've killed 2 skunks, and I've been keeping one live in a cage for the last couple of days. Trying to get in touch with you. Jerry was going to send you a message. I don't know if you got it. I tried to call your phone the other night and let you know. But since I got you on the radio, I got the skunks in the back of the truck. I'm headed your way. I'm going to swing by and pick up Tom. Me and Tom's coming down there, and we're going to drop these skunks off and help you out with your chicken problems. I'll be there. It'll take me about 40 minutes to get there. You going to be awake?
Bring Tom and leave the skunks there because it's going to be the same thing, but I will be here.
That's one.
getting me back.
But I'm trying to help you out, man. I'm trying to get this chicken problem you got straightened out. And when the dogs started killing these skunks around here, I said, hey, you know what? This is a good opportunity for me to meet Stacy and to be helpful too. So I'm headed your way. It's gonna take me a little bit to get there, but I gotta admit that was good. Just leave Tom down there with you.